Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 5th. The Lord loves cheerful givers. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9, 7 and 8. It was Thursday morning, and Tanya and Reuben had gotten up early so they could go with Uncle Dirk to the market. They loved the Thursday markets because there were so many interesting things and all kinds of people to see. Each of them had saved a little money since last Thursday, and they jingled the coins in their hands as they walked with Uncle Dirk from the train station to the marketplace. But today wasn't just Thursday. Today was their mother's 40th birthday. They knew that even today, even on her own special day, she was at home doing things for them. Right about now, she was probably preparing their lunch, slicing bread, setting out dishes, washing vegetables for some soup. That was just how their mother was, always doing, 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 but never doing things for herself. Just yesterday, she had fixed Reuben's bicycle chain and added a bell to the handlebars. Last week, she had mended Tanya's favorite scarf. "Look here, Uncle Dirk," cried Reuben. "Don't you think Mother would love these soaps? There are all kinds of scents and colors to choose from. I'm sure I could find one she would love." "What about these flowers?" Tanya asked, pointing toward a nearby cart loaded with flowers. "She loves flowers, especially tulips and poppies." "We could give her this carved frame to put a picture of Father in." "We could buy her that embroidered tablecloth." "How about these skeins of yarn? Or instead of yarn, maybe the sweater? What did you think of those bracelets we saw a few booths back?" "Wait, children," Uncle Dirk was laughing. "I can't keep track of all your ideas. You are so enthusiastic about choosing a wonderful gift for your mother." "That's why it must be a wonderful gift," said Reuben, "because we have such a wonderful mother." "Well, she will be happy to know that her children have such a wonderful spirit," said Uncle Dirk, still smiling. "You could never afford to buy her all of these gifts, but you are sure to please her with the cheerfulness of your gift-giving." When you have an opportunity to give to God and to others, do you have a spirit as eager and grateful as Reuben's and Tanya's? They loved their mother, and they wanted to pick out a special present for her to show their love for her. What about your gift-giving spirit? When it comes time to take up an offering in a church worship service, some people get a little grumpy. They would rather keep as much of their money as they can for themselves. They tell themselves that saving money for more important things is best. The Bible plainly teaches that we should be cheerful givers. And if we are having a hard time being cheerful, we can ask God for help. He is able to give us the grace we need to do anything that pleases Him. If we are right with God, we will want to give cheerfully to Him. We will feel grateful for all He has done for us. We will be enthusiastic about offering gifts that would please Him most. Reuben and Tanya were excited to choose a wonderful gift for their mother because they thought of her as the most wonderful mother in the world. When we are excited to give to our Heavenly Father, we show that we love Him and honor Him more than we love and honor ourselves. The Lord is pleased when we give with a cheerful spirit. Could I be more cheerful about giving to God and others? What does my attitude about giving to God and others say about my attitude toward them? How can I show that I love and honor God and others more than I love and honor myself? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 5th.